thank everybody for coming out this afternoon. We've been working on this project for quite some time, and we're very pleased to see things moving forward. As we were planning this event, we were hoping that we could have a day in late July that was 70 degree Fahrenheit, so it turned out just how we planned it. With that in said, I want to give you a little bit of background on Quad County Corn Processors. We have been in existence since the year 2000. We started grinding corn and making ethanol in 2002 as an 18 million gallon facility. As we stand here today, we're a 35 million gallon facility. We employ 35 staff. We grind 12.5 million bushels of corn. And we also are now making 1 million gallons of corn oil and about 350,000 tons of livestock feed on an annual basis. So it has evolved quite a bit over the past 10 years. Quad County continually strives to create more value in our production process, and we're here to break ground today on our patent-pending cellulosic process that we refer to as adding cellulosic ethanol, or in short, we call it ACE. ACE creates additional value out of the corn we already purchase and process. We create an additional 6% cellulosic ethanol. We're adding 300% to our corn oil yield, and we're also increasing the protein content of our feed product. To kind of give you a little bit of history on our ACE project, Travis Brotherson started working in R&D about 4 years ago. And one of the projects that he started working on was how to figure out what our ethanol yields were in a more exact format. And by default, he was able to find out that we were actually making some cellulosic ethanol in that process. So with thousands of experiments and 4 years of time, and literally thousands of hours of time of not only Travis's time, but of our staff, we have been able to move forward to this point where we're breaking ground. Some of that entails our production staff being able to figure out how to run full-scale and partial-scale tests in equipment that was designed for cornstarch ethanol, not for cellulosic ethanol. So we appreciate everyone's efforts along the way. We've also written numerous grants that have helped us capitalize not only the R&D that took place, but also helping to capitalize putting the full-scale facility in place that we're breaking ground on here today. Today I want to recognize a number of the people that have really helped make the ACE process a reality, and some of them include the following. The Board of Directors of Quad County Corn Processors, if you would all please stand as I indicate your name and wait until I've announced all of you, that would be fantastic. Board President, Brian Fredrickson. Vice President, Harold Payton. Secretary Treasurer, Mike Galvin. And board members, Randy Husted, Alan Bennett, Jack Sanders, and Al Geese. We appreciate their countless hours of extra meetings and time that they put into the process. Thank you very much. The next group that I'd like to recognize is our quad management staff. And if you also could, if you're standing in the back, maybe move towards the front here, would be fantastic. First, Christy Brotherson, our office manager. Charlie Voss, come right up here in front, Christy. Charlie Voss, our production manager. Travis Brotherson, our plant engineer. Rex Rimmer, our maintenance manager. Rick Heaton, our co-products marketer. Ted Almer, our purchasing and logistics manager. Joe Williams, our lab and safety manager. Josh Drugmiller, our systems administrator and IT person. As well as the rest of the administrative and production staff, if you would all come to the front, that would be greatly appreciated. I know some of you are actually running the plant today, but others, if you would all come to the front, that would be fantastic. Obviously, you've all got green shirts on, so you can't hide in the back. Thank you, staff. As special recognition, I do want to point out that Travis Brotherson is the inventor of ACE. He's, as I indicated, put 4 years of dedication to improving the process and countless hours of experimentation here in the pilot facility behind us. He's also helped with the writing the technical parts of our grant applications, and that's been very helpful. And last but not least, he's had the patience to teach me how to pronounce words like cellulose and hemicellulose, what a C5 sugar is or a C6 sugar is. And most recently, he's been attempting to teach me how to pronounce the names of various strains of some of the yeast that we will be using in the process. So appreciate all you've done to move that to this point, Travis. Thank you. The last group of people that I want to introduce is the business partners that Quad County has, and many of you are here today, and a number of you are critical to our success, and want to point them out. There's certainly folks that I may not have on this list, so I apologize if I miss anyone, but I've done my best to try to catch folks. First of all is Quad's finance partners. United Bank of Iowa, I think, is represented here today by Gene Burns. Macquarie Bank is represented by John Spillane and Darren Mueller, right here in the front. USDA is represented by Randy Freskin. The Iowa Power Fund and the Iowa Department of Economic Development is represented by Debbie Durham and Kristen Hanks. And they have also given us $1.45 million grant, which is part of our capitalization of being able to put our full-scale production facility together here today. And also the Biomass R&D Initiative Grant, which is a DOE and USDA joint offering. And no one is able to be here from their group today because of the distance of coming from DC, but Carmela Bailey and Daniel Cassidy have been our contacts with that, and we greatly appreciate everyone's efforts on putting this capitalization structure together to make this move forward. The next group is our Quad marketing partners. Today, Eco Energy, our ethanol marketing partner, is here today, represented by Josh Bailey and Victor Mims, kind of in the back center. Also, CHS Inc. is working with helping us market our co-products, especially as we move forward with the ACE project with a higher protein product. And they're represented today by John Lean, and he's right over here. We also have Quad's Energen corn partner, which is Syngenta. They're represented today by a number of them, and I'm thinking I have most of them listed here, but I may have missed one. But David Witherspoon, Guy Hartwig, Carmen Constable, and Paul Lopez, and Todd Axtell, I think, are all present here today. Quad's transload partner is Cherokee Industrial Corporation, where we transload about 90% of our ethanol in Cherokee. And they're represented today by Mark Buschkamp and Rick Mongan, and Scott. I see Scott's here as well. Quad's electricity partner is Northwest REC, and I believe Lyle Corver was going to be here today from Northwest REC. And last but not least, Quad's design and build contractor is Nelson Engineering out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, represented by Stacy Nelson, Jerry Baker, Craig Schnelling, and I believe there was a couple more that walked in that I didn't have down here, so I apologize for that, but appreciate them being here. As you can see, they've had construction already in progress over the past week or so, and we're on course to complete things late March or early April. I guess before I move on to the speakers, I just had a couple other things I wanted to say that makes today monumental here at Quad. The ACE process will increase revenue for its shareholders by getting more out of the corn that we already purchase and process. As I've indicated, we get 6% additional cellulosic ethanol out of the kernel of corn. We're getting 300% additional corn oil yields. We're getting increased protein in our co-products. Secondly, we're adding 5 full-time jobs to a rural community. We currently have 35 jobs. We'll be adding 5 more for a total of 40. ACE is also good for the consumers because they'll continue to have access to ethanol, which is a lower priced product at the pumps compared to their alternative, which is gasoline. And now that ethanol can be made from cellulose. And lastly, cellulosic ethanol is now a reality instead of something that will be here in the future. If implemented industry-wide, ACE will be able to create an additional 2 billion gallons of cellulosic ethanol on an annual basis. That's very significant, 2 billion gallons. Quad County is currently working on ways that we can commercialize this ACE process to be able to offer it to other plants to make that a reality as well.